Welcome to Tuesday, 11 minutes after 5 as we get today started. Interesting this morning, there was so much snow that my remote starter didn't work.
You mean snow on top of your car?
Yeah, there was so much snow, and there wasn't just a snow pile that came through my neighborhood yesterday. It was a front-end loader.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't picking up the snow and moving, you know, hauling it away. It was just piling it up in the middle of the street, right? Well, the pile is so big that it couldn't get to, and I know people are like, well, your car is in your driveway. No, I can't park my car in the driveway. I park my car across the street in an empty house in the driveway there because there's not room for two cars in my driveway. Otherwise, I'd never get one of them out. Anyway, that's a long story. I don't want to go into it. But I couldn't, the signal wouldn't go up and over the snow mountain in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
So I walk across the street, get in my car, and usually it's toasty warm, and the snow has melted off, and I just put it in gear and off I go.
Yeah.
I was running a little late this morning because that's like, I actually had to scrape the ice off my windshield.
There's so much snow this year. This may be your first.
How much snow is it?
This may be your first opportunity to deal with flooding in your basement.
No.
So be prepared for that.
Last year we had quite a bit of snow, and it melted really well, and I checked all over the place in my basement, and it was bone dry.
We didn't have quite a bit of snow compared to what we have now.
I don't know. We'll see.
No, lot more snow than we had.
I think my basement's pretty good. I had other issues last night that really ticked me off.
The death of it is going to be the piling up of the snow against your house. When you shovel the driveway or whatever, it's got to go like into the neighbor's yard. It can't go up against the foundation of your home.
Well, there's already like 2 feet surrounding my house.
At some point, you'll want to remove some of
it. By the way, have you seen the pile of snow down next to the VFW club where they have the farmer's market in the summer?
No.
This is where they take all of the snow that they take all this off the streets and pile it up.
Oh, that's what they do with it. So when it melts, it runs off into the river.
Right. Well, this thing is immense.
Huge.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be there until June. I don't know what they're going to do with the farmer's market in April and May because that thing is still going to be there.
That's very interesting.
It's probably 60, 70
what they do with
feet
it.
High.
Well, I've wondered what they did with it. I see them taking huge truckload dump trucks full of snow every once in a while. It's like, where do they take it? Do they dump it right? I mean, they can't dump all of the snow they collect for the entire Marathon County area.
No, there's other places, but this is one of the places they do it here in the city, and it's down in that parking lot next to the VFW down by the river.
I'm going to have to go check that out later today. That sounds kind of cool. Well, anyway, so the big snow is over. We got more coming, what, Thursday? Well, you know, we'll talk to Justin and ask him.
That's what the forecast says now. There's plenty of time. Yeah. Use the power of positive thinking to reroute this storm to the south.
I
give it to them.
I like that. All right. There is something very, very important we do need to address, and I feel that we here on the morning show are highly qualified to address this national shortage.
Okay.
Are you aware of that there is literally a national emergency shortage of something? And we are qualified to help solve this problem. According to Glenn Kohlberger, who is the head of Clowns of America International, there is a nationwide clown shortage.
Really? People aren't going into the clown biz like they used to?
Yes. According to the Clowns of America International, or as we know it, Congress, new clowns are not signing up fast enough to replace all the old clowns that are dying off.
Well, they're just not wearing makeup. You know, Congress is full of clowns, as you said.
But the number of working clowns in the United States has dropped from 3,500 10 years ago.
That's it?
From 3,500 10 years ago, 2,500 clowns now.
So, an opportunity if
you're
looking for a job.
If you're looking for a job, this is what you do.
You don't care about wearing big shoes and a red nose.
He says kids nowadays go on to high school and college. Whatever. And clowning isn't cool anymore. Clowning then, they put it on the back burner until they're in their 40s or 50s. And who wants to see an old clown?
Did you ever think about joining the circus?
No. Another reason people might not be interested in becoming clowns, average salary is $38,000 a year. That's kind of a hard way to make 38 grand a year, don't you think?
It's one of those things where you really have to enjoy it and embrace it and be an entertainer and want to do it.
I guess.
Clearly what we need is a clown union.
You know what, dude? I'd be willing to bet you that there is
a
clown.
There may be one, yeah.
I almost guarantee you there's the United Clown Workers Association or something.
Well, United Federation of Circus Workers or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. If Clowns United. Anyway, I could come up with an interesting acronym. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Are you thinking about being a clown? Register now at WSAU.com. And you can learn, just listen to the program. You'll figure it out.
What happened to the eye doctor who got caught in his lens grinder? He made a spectacle of himself.
News, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.